QT interval prolongation. In a normal QT interval, the QT is less than 1/2 RR. In the prolonged QT interval, it is greater than 1/2 RR. The QT interval is measured from the beginning of the QRS complex to the end of the T wave. It is well agreed that if the QT interval is prolonged, the patient may be subject to life-threatening arrhythmia, a particular form of polymorphic ventricular tachycardia known as torsade de pointe. Torsades often occurs in the form of short bursts and is self-limiting. However, it might occur as sustained ventricular tachycardia equal or greater than 30 seconds duration. Sustained ventricular tachycardia might be unstable and can degenerate to ventricular fibrillation and sudden death. There are two categories of prolonged QT intervals. Category 1 is acquired. Category 2 is congenital, or long QT syndrome. Please know that in many cases of QT prolongation, no treatment is required. But if treatment is indicated, the treatment mode is different in each category. If category 1 acquired, you must address the underlying causation, such as correcting an electrolyte imbalance, reversing ischemia, or modifying an offending drug agent. You might consider IV magnesium sulfate in the acute setting, also ACLS protocol. If category 2 or congenital, consider a beta blocker, also IV magnesium sulfate and ACLS protocol. Quick review of QT prolongation. The QT interval is considered prolonged if the rate is normal, but the QT interval is greater than 1/2 R to R. QT interval prolongation.